Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week for your listening and eargasm pleasure, live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the Fukushima irradiated island chains nation paradise. Has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb, and my very special guest is Kate of Gaia. Welcome to the program.
Oh, great to be here finally, Vinny. It's been too long. I've been waiting for this for a while. Yeah, well, I wasn't sure if you were going to do the video or not, so thanks. This is great.
Well, it's good. It's good that we are. It's much more entertaining for the what are they called? The YouTube viewers, because yes. I don't know if you've ever done that. It's like when somebody does a radio show and they publish it on YouTube, there's just usually the one picture there, you know. Yeah. It's not exactly engrossing. we do like to add up with a little bit of the technology. And I was just thinking about this yesterday, actually. I want to start this Guerrilla Media house, right? And I don't care where it is. As long as it's got exactly what I need in it, decent internet, a separate little dwelling on the property or whatever, so I can train activists how to do what I'm doing. And it'll be dingy and cold and terrible and horrible and what have you. But when you walk in, it'll be like, oh, my God, look at all this amazing technology. Look at what we can do. You know, that kind of thing. I figure it doesn't matter what it looks like as long as it gets freaking done. And that's exactly my kind of philosophy. Near enough is good enough.
Works for me, yeah, and I love the dedication. I run 7 nights a week on Critical Mass Radio every night. I'll be going on that as soon as we go off here. So, yeah, it's great. I really love the idea of video because it gives a lot more interactive, so thank you. I do a lot of stuff with Johnny Guzman on QL Television as well, so it's a good thing I put my radio face on. Maybe the radio voice doesn't work for the face, but that's okay. Most people know me, and it's all good. So let's have some fun. What do you want to talk about? I can get us started on lots of stuff.
Firstly, there have been like not less than half a dozen people who have approached me saying, Vinny, you've got to have category on. Vinny, you've got to have category on. Why are people so excited and so obsessed with your radio show and want to hear from you so much? What is it that you normally do and talk about?
Well, we have the key to take the whole system down if anyone's interested. that sounds like a mouthful, but here's the question I like to ask people. Do you know that every day of your life since you've walked this earth, you have been committing fraud? People go, well,
by using my straw man, which isn't me, which is a corporation, which I claim that's me, so I can actually receive debts and bills and fines and jail terms and so on and so forth for things that aren't actually crimes under common law. Yep.
Yeah, and this is all confirmed within system fairly high up, and a lot of it coming out recently with, especially with the apostolic letter that came out July 11th and went into effect September 1st. Very important document. If anyone knows what motu proprio means, it's of his own impulse. So it was the living man that put that document out, and effectively what it did was it removed all immunity from all corporate veils, and that included the Pope himself. So that was a planet-wide decree of the highest order. When something comes out motu proprio, it is the highest degree in the system. Now, the only thing that grants the jurisdiction, or as I call it, jurisfiction, a means over you is the fact that we step into it by using a legal name. You've seen all the videos, you know, cops pulling people over. Where's your ID? Where's your name? Without that, they have nothing. And what people missed was that it's not a physical contract you're dealing with. It's an ethereal. It's a spiritual. When you're dealing with intent, you're dealing with, it's like before you sign something, you have to think about doing it first. Pick up the pen, you got to think about that, and then you have to physically do it. And the physical always comes after the intent, right? That's why in their fictitious courts, it's always about assumption and presumption, and they use phonics or Phoenician law to do that. And they have to prove intent. And when we consent to be the name, the legal fiction at all, by carrying any sort of identification, period, which I have none, the only thing I carry is proof of their fraud called the birth certificate, They have no jurisdiction. The minute you claim that name, you cannot argue jurisdiction. It's and I all these gurus that talk about, well, you have to go in and argue this and that. I've you may not be aware, but I was the being in the Judge Bows to Sovereign video that is still viral when it came out September 1st, ironically, same date as the apostolic letter went into effect, but 3 years previous. That was in September 1st, 2010. So, and I got hounded incessantly. There was no ticket, by the way. I like to make that clear. This was the system trying to aid and abet me, test me, and they came to my house that they stole later to try to get me to consent to it. And no, they didn't. The only reason I went in was to show them that you're not going to scare me. And I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but it's been a while trying to decipher that for people. But the fundamental game is, and this applies to all the taxes you're paying, mortgages, everything that is involved in the system, you're doing by your own consent by having a legal name. Because once you remove yourself from that, it's not difficult to do. You just have to think it first. They cannot create legal joinder. Because when you're dealing with the Crown Corporation, I can go through all the semantics of it, but I'll keep it simple. And I'd mentioned phonics or Phoenician law. That's what everything is based on. Phoenician law came 900 years before Roman law. And it's the assumption of assuming and presuming what someone is saying versus what is being spelled out for them. You know the spells, how they like to have their spells, right?
Well, that's quite interesting because that's not entirely dissimilar from how the truth movement works, trying to wake people up. They assume that they know what you're talking about because they're not listening to it.
Yeah, the big difference that happened, it really hinges around the apostolic letter because prior to that, there was immunity. This was what I call the unholy alliance between Rome and London, dragons and the fish, if you will. You have Papa Rome, that's a patriarchal, and you have the crone or crown, C-R-W-N. You can pronounce it crone, which can be spelled C-R-O-N-E. See what I mean about assumption and presumption of sound? The crone corpse or the dead mother, as I call it, she wants her dead babies. That is a spiritual contract that mums and dads are aided and embedded into through deception, non-disclosure, by the crown. The birth certificate is actually proof and evidence of the intent to commit that fraud via non-disclosure, via deception. So we've been using that name thinking it was ours, which it is. The name is yours because once a fraud is revealed, it's null and void, nunc pro tunc. And this is, you kind of have to get into this headspace first before you can manifest it into the physical. It's change your mind, you know, change the universe. You've heard it, and it's quite literal. I deal mainly in allegories to try to explain things to people. So what we have is the crone corpse getting her dead babies via the register. Now, regis means to rule in Latin. Stir means divine feminine creative essence. And when you start looking, you know, following the trails back, go to Black's Law, for example, the word gift is a G-I-F-T, and it means gamete interfallopian transfer. And this is quite a sinister little game, and it's a spiritual game. People keep thinking it's physical. It's not. The physical is the effect of this game. So I'm trying to bring people out of the physical trap where they are trying to do, and they haven't got a clue, right? Because they don't know who they are yet. So with the intent, there you have the gamete interfallopian transfer that when mom and dad gift, that's why they call it a given name, it's a gift, and you pay for it too. Oh, there you see, I told you about the saw, right? Anyway, what happens there?
I have a saw going outside my house too.
Just a coincidence, right? But getting back, the gift, what? The gamete, every human embryo starts off as what gender? Female. So they are literally going back to conception with the gift intent. So it's a spiritual trap. So when mom and dad give the name and they pay for it, so it's real gift, they're actually paying the deceivers to take that name and create the fictional legal straw name with it. And this is fact. The system is absolutely powerless, and this is coming from very top people. And right now, the lawyers and judges and politicians and town councilors and mayors especially, I'm going to talk about mayors, because people don't think they elect judges. They do. They're called mayor. It's the chief justice of their corporation, the city, right? So what they've done then is, from an ethereal perspective, is they've claimed the divine feminine, the gamete, through the gift given to the crown. So it's a spiritual contract, because the name that you think you have, your mom and dad thought it up, not you. See, my name is mine. I gave it to myself. I chose my name. It wasn't given to me. So it's a big difference. That's how I fully broke that. But the name was always yours, because when a fraud is revealed, which is what the birth certificate is, it's null and void. So it reverts back. But you have to become aware of this. Like I said, it's a spiritual game. It's everyone is walking this road alone, but now we're walking the road alone together. So we have a collective versus a mass consciousness. That's why this movement is kicking some serious butt right now. And we have, there's, if you go to my blog or webpage, kateofgaia.wordpress.com, there's a link there, a tab for Kate's writings. I would suggest to people, don't take my word for it. I've been in this game 12, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week for 4 years solid. I haven't had a paycheck in 4 years. I subsist on people helping to keep me at this table, so to speak. But let's get back to the Unholy Alliance of Rome and London. So what happened with the apostolic letter on July 11th when it came out, what Pope Francis, Jorge Bergoglio, the living man, what he did was he ripped the entire protective immunity veil off all judges, lawyers, politicians, everyone on the planet.
Did you say Jorge Bergoglio? It sounds like some kind of Italian porn name.
It could be. He's actually, I believe, from Chile. That's where he was born. It's Espanol. And what he did for humanity. Now, you got to remember, My roads go back to digging very deep into the Vatican in order to find to shine the brightest, you go to the darkest place. And it's not without contest that the Vatican for many centuries has been deemed that very dark place. Santo Bonacci and myself have covered this many times. So during this walk to get where we are now, there was a lot of things I can't even begin to sum up, in 2 hours, let alone, a year to try to explain everything that I've been through, some pretty wild things, and what has happened as a net result of it. What I do know is this. There's a document on the kateofgaia.wordpress.com site called I Who Shall Not Be Legally Named. It is a servable to clerk. You don't go to court. If you step in a courtroom, you're already in their jurisdiction. You're done. This was unfolded 3 years ago with the Judge Bowes video, very clearly. What you do with this document, you need to talk to the walkers between the worlds. The most powerful being in the courtroom is the clerk. So you want to talk to them outside of the courtroom. The judge is just there. He looks like, or she looks like, the most powerful being in the courtroom, but they're actually the lowest link. They have no power. The real power comes from through the clerk, because it's the clerk that takes our energy. They're the ones that sort the files, take the money, and sign off on things. A document isn't valid without a clerk's signature. The judge can sign it all day long, but without the clerk's stamp, it is a useless, spiritually empty document. So with the I Who Should Not Be Legally Named, there's an essay on my page as well called The Long and Short of It, as in the long form birth certificate, short form birth certificate, which explains what it is that document is. It's already shutting courts down. That coupled with the apostolic letter and a copy of the birth certificate, which you enter as evidence with whatever you have. I don't care what it is, foreclosure, parking tickets. You file it into the court clerk and you walk away. And what happens now, and this is about planting seeds, what happens now is, in order to create any joinder with you, those in the crown have to now aid and abet you into doing so. You don't have any name. I'll give you an example. A friend of ours the other day, she was 12 hours in an interrogation room, of course, handing out my documents and stuff. She'd been doing that for a few days. And, of course, she would never give up her name, and she didn't. So she basically, as she said, I was bored for 12 hours. A couple of the cops that came in, check on her, she handed them the documents, they threw them away. The last guy that came in just before they let her go, because I can't hold you, she'd handed him one of the translations, this is in Holland, of these documents. And he read through it, and as she said, all he did was gave her a smile, and then she was gone. This is a game of awakening to who you are. People keep wanting to fist fight and trust law this and UCC that, opt, all the rest of it. Anything that is dealing in the legal realm is absolute fiction. You haven't got a clue who you are, and you are walking right into the hornet's nest in the Crown jurisdiction by your consent. So tell me who's guilty.
No, that's a really brilliant idea. I'm going to expose the fraud by participating in it.
Right. So what we do...
I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense there. You know, just trying to weigh it up, you know, exposing fraud, participating in it. Aren't you perpetuating it by participating in it? Well, actually, I am. Yes, as well. That's precisely what I'm doing. Well, hold on a second here. If there is a legal remedy, that means... that the legal system actually has some kind of credibility. And I don't think that it actually does and hasn't had for quite some time. And we're coming off to break just momentarily here, Kate. And the website is kateofgaia.wordpress.com. That's kateofgaia.wordpress.com, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back after the break.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. This all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Ashwood Show. A lot of people accuse me of being Superman, but I'm not. I don't have all his powers. I do shoot laser beams out of my eyes if you ever see David Rockefeller's ass, though. And my very special guest is Kate of Gaia from kateofgaia.wordpress.com. We're talking about legal fiction. Is there anything that is legal that ain't a fiction?
No, that's why as we were on the break there, I said to you, you don't play with them. The only one you can, and you're not in court when you talk to the clerk, when you go to the wicket or window or whatever it is, you're not in court. The only time you're in court is when you cross the threshold. That's why anything that I have, it's about planting seeds. It's about giving it to the clerk, serving it to them with the file numbers and stuff on it to let them know that any continuance of it, you're actually aiding and abetting in fraud. And now that's why I say the apostolic letter, because these guys are fully aware of their immunity being removed, and it's scaring them. It's scaring them hardcore. We got people quitting. One example, a friend of mine sent me a short story about a kid he grew up with. His dad was a barrister in Ireland, and because of his workload, he had to rent an apartment away from the home. And on weekends, when he came home, he was always in his study working. And he ended up bumping into this father at a, you know, like a park bench as he was drunk and spilling curry down him. He was a destroyed man, and he had asked him what had happened. Well, after 30 years of doing this, the family basically disowned him. And a week before he was to retire, they finally came clean and told him what was really going on. And it literally destroyed him. That's what finished him. And that's why, and this is exactly what's going on. Most of the judges and lawyers in the system haven't a clue as to what's really going on. I spent a lot of time exposing the fraud of the Guelph Police Department, Mayor Karen Farbridge, or Chief Justice Karen Farbridge, and their criminality, and the amount of other things that went into literal conspiracy, conspiring to commit crimes, fraudulent land transfers. I could write a book just on the list of laws that these people broke in their system. You know, those that make the rules must obey them. It's a Roman maxim. And they've sworn their allegiance to a box of cornflakes, i.e. the crown, the corporate fiction. And as the net result, they're all walking around, as we are, with false impersonation. That's what you're committing. When you use identification of any kind, you are actually false impersonating. If you go to Black's Law, definition of false impersonation, interesting that the last part of it is usually a law enforcement officer for the purpose of deceiving someone. It doesn't say someone dressed up as a police officer that isn't a police officer. It says usually a law enforcement officer for the purpose of deceiving someone. So they spell it out quite clearly. And when you know how to read that book properly, a whole new world comes out. And it's not what most people, the vast majority, would expect. And it took us a while to really bring this one home to people, to explain the amount of things that have occurred, you know, coincidences, weird things happening with what I was doing, up to the point where I was kidnapped at gunpoint in front of my home for the crime of taking my daughter to a birthday party, and of course, kidnapped me, holding me for 7.5 hours while they SWAT raided my home. And kidnapped my partner and my youngest daughter at gunpoint as well. You see, when you're carrying around a loaded gun with one in the chamber, which is what police do, that is attempted murder with intent. End of story. And all of these people, these guys that are thinking they're immune with their uniforms, are actually in a state of double and false impersonation. Not only are they using a name that does not belong to them. It was registered. It's theirs. Let them have it. And nothing to do with me. I've got my name, you got yours, and I don't have a legal name. But not only are they doing that, but they've sworn an oath to a fictitious corporation called the Crown here in Canada or anywhere. Doesn't matter. Where they're putting on a uniform, false impersonating a law enforcement officer for the purpose of deceiving someone. So these guys and girls that are in these law enforcement and bailiff and all the rest of it are actually walking around committing treason every time they ask someone for a name, because what they're doing, and I don't want to get caught up in the semantics of the word sovereign, what they're doing is they're coming against the living being. And this is why you've seen the allegories in movies, you know, zombie movies, the zombie series. They're trying to tell everyone in this wonderful illusion we live in that you're all walking dead. You're all zombies. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. And when we walk around carrying identification of any kind, which I don't, no one comes near me. They don't want anyone coming near me because I educate them too much. And there's a different level I play at. But what you're doing is you're actually admitting to being dead by consent. You know, take a driver's license. By the way, the word license comes from licentious. Licentious means to be sexually and morally depraved, a criminal. And there's a big list there. So if you're carrying around a license, that's what you're saying. And people wonder, why do cops beat people up and kill them? They get away with murder, literally. Typically here in Canada, there's over 500 people a year killed in custody and never a charge. There might be a wrist slap. You might get a desk job for a while. You might even have the outcome of you losing your job. Oh, no, right? Recently, last week, a week and a half ago, and I love how they only pick on one cop, but you know, Guelph Police, big scandal again with one of their cops with no less than 28 steroid syringes in his locker in the police station. Of course, he's, you know, no other cop would see that, being the investigators that they are. But not only that, he had overdosed on methadone when they go and, you know, get drug raids and stuff. So these guys are helping themselves to it. And of course, it was one cop and his partner got kind of pushed aside. But this involves the entire Guelph police force. And I've exposed many. Give you like another one, Vincent Hawk, the deputy chief of the Ontario Provincial Police here, was involved in investigating a crime regarding a cottage property with a couple of corrupt companies. They're all corrupt. And another friend of mine, and it turns out that this very same deputy chief, Vincent Hawks of the Ontario Provincial Police, ends up getting this property he was supposed to be investigating for all these frauds for $160,000 below market value. And they call this justice. You know, this is the boys club, the Thin Blue Line club. And I've spent a lot of time exposing this, and I speak very freely about it. Am I in fear? No, they can't touch a legal, they can't touch a living. They can only play with the legal. And that's why you literally stand in immunity. And more importantly, with the apostolic letter coming out, all the spiritual power of that contract, mom and dad, the patriarchal Rome and the whore of Babylon, commerce, crone corpse, Papa kicked her out of bed. And shortly after, if you remember the story, right after that came out, what did HSBC do? London, City of London, state, that's a country. They kicked the Vatican out of all their banks. And keep in mind that HSBC is complete 100% controlling share of anachronism a company called SWIFT, which handles all electronic money transfers around the planet. So the Unholy Alliance is broke. The apocalypse, you know, they talk, you hear people talking about, you know, the apocalypse and it's all Armageddon and all this. No, it's an allegory. Apocalypse actually translates etymologically into a leather covering. It's a veil. So the apocalypse occurred on July 11th. The veil was lifted. And as a result, all of these false impersonators who think they're protected because of their system are now completely exposed. The emperor is naked. Pretty cool, huh?
If you say so, because nobody's heard about that. Well, or at least very few have heard about it.
Yes, why I'm here, Vinny.
It's much like the allegory, does it, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around to hear it, does it make a sound? If a maxim of law that that actually frees humanity gets passed and put out into public, but the public's not told about it, does it actually make a difference?
Well, that's the thing. Ignorance of the law is no defense of or from the law. And people keep thinking that's the laws in the books. No, this is universal law.
So this is BS, though, because the cops don't know what 99.999% of the frickin' laws are themselves because they're so frickin' stupid. I had a friend from Australia who had an IQ test as part of his police exam, and he failed his police exam on account of the IQ test being too high.
He was over 90. They want jarheads. They want the ex-military, the meat sticks to come in that like pumping up on methadone and steroids and stuff. And this is the same crew. This goes back to 2011 where this guy was originally charged. And it was this same crew that came and kidnapped me and my family. And I went back to the house as a living being. And I spent 28 days in solitary. But here's the interesting thing. The former chief of police, Robert Davis, ended up getting fired 2 weeks into my solitary because he overstepped the boundaries. It's very difficult for me to explain the experience of what I've been through, but everything that we're talking about right now is all absolutely confirmed. Everything is real. This is not imagined. This is how the system shuts down. And more of these jarheads, yeah, they're crazy guys. The videos are coming out. What you're seeing is this whole system inside imploding. This is evil destroying itself. And we're at that point right now. We're not only there's other things in the works I'm not at liberty to talk about right now, but there are things in the works right now that will involve enforcing verdicts from real, not the shill Kevin and Nett type common law, but real common law. Because even though there has been a corporate veil over top of this, the common law never left. This is why when you see oaths of peace officers, they're actually acting as both. They have a choice to act in common law as a peace officer or a corporate policy enforcer as a policy or police officer. And these guys, like you said, yeah, if your IQ is too high, if you can catch on to stuff too much, they're not interested. They want you some jacked up God complex, low IQ bully or one who is bullied seeking revenge. And they want you walking around out there with a 9mm penis extension on your hip playing God. And why do people expect anything different from that type of sociopathic psychopathy that we refer to as law enforcement? Yes, there are some good people in there, some really well-meaning. I'll give you an example. The guy,
and they leave.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, here's a prime example. The same chief of police in Guelph, Robert Davis, his deputy chief, Brent Eden, As soon as he got the job, this is the joy of being transgender, because you get your brows done and you hear shit, right? So as it turns out, Brent Eden, the deputy chief, was almost suicidal when he found out what was really going on, because the chief had told him what was going on. And he had to do 3 years of his job as a deputy chief in order to get his $75,000 a year payoff for retirement. But he left after that 3 years. Now, here was a prime example of what real men wouldn't do. Here's a guy with an opportunity, sees the scam that the system is, and this is lawyers talking. The whole system is a scam, and the only people keeping it going are those that are you know, playing in it. You got to shut it down. Here's a guy that's taken $75,000 a year, and that's a lot of fraud that these other cops have to collect from people. You figure $7,500, that's 75 people with $750 people with $100 fines just to keep that coward paid, you know? And there's where the problem really lies, is because those inside, when they find out what's going on, they either get run out, which is the case a lot of the times, or they quit in fear, or in the case of someone like Brent Eden, not only do they quit, they still take their filthy lucre and are still aiding and abetting in the crimes that are happening in the city not 40 minutes from me. And that's the same in the city I'm in right now. It's the same in every city. And I am I'm well known. Let's just say there aren't too many people in the system that don't know who I am, because I'm an avid emailer and I'm an avid caller out on the air. I do it 7 nights a week. This is what I do, and this is all I do. This is why I'm so happy to be here, Vinny. Thank you so much to be able to share it with an even bigger audience. And I know there are people that are contacting others to get this word out, because this is the key to get this game over. The birth certificate is what got us into the crime, into the fraud, and it's the key that gets us out. You just have to learn how to turn the tables. That's why I call this Operation Jesus in the Temple, right? We keep it light. We keep it allegorical, right? And it's about turning the tables on these guys. They're committing fraud. They know it. And we're just showing them now, and now they have no immunity. It's beautiful.
Oh, man. I wish. Isn't it funny? You think about people who are criminals, like judges, cops, lawyers, that kind of thing. I'm not saying that they're all criminals, but you just think about it. What have they done to people that has hurt them and put them in jail, abused them, or locked in solitary confinement, murdered on occasion, and something of that forth? Now, is just when the crimes that you visit on others get visited upon you? We'll be right back after the break at the Vinny Eastwood Show.com.
Black sunrise, black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Kate of Gaia is my guest. And I always hope that there would be a system of law, real law, by which people's personal possessions and themselves, their person, would be secure from any form of scumbaggery. This is the reason why I fear judges. This is the reason why I fear police. This is the reason why I fear criminal gangs as well, because they don't have any respect for the law.
Nope. That's the biggest thing. And you were mentioning the golden rule, to put it in short. Every crime that these guys have done, by their actions, they're already known. There's no judgment required, because one knows what one's actions are. And the thing about people like me is I have a paper trail as long as this continent. And every step of the way, every crime these guys did with me, they were emailed, they were notified, they were shown, because I knew who I was. And for a matter of record, my dad passed away in 2011, and I had to get his ashes back to Ireland. That's where I'm from. And at that point, I had no identification at all. And I contacted the British High Consulate in Ottawa. For those that live in Canada, it was kind of a weird thing that all of a sudden now, instead of getting your passport through Ottawa, you had to go to Washington, D.C. to get it. Well, that's where Canada's registered, right?
See, that's described as an auto wah, wah, wah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I was having none of it. And I contacted the British High Consulate, was in contact with a gentleman by the name of Page. And over the span of a few days, 3 or 4 hours of phone calls, I got full admission that it is, in fact... And I said to him, I did not want to commit fraud by using a name that does not belong to me. It was given, that legal name was is property of the Crown. It says right on the birth certificate, not to be used for identification purposes, and it's Crown copyright. And being a songwriter and very well versed in all things legal, especially copyright law, trust law, etc., that to me was fraud. I knew much of what I'm saying right now back then. It's just getting easier to explain it to people. But I had full admission that, yes, of course, anything that you do with that name is, in fact, fraud. Any use of it is you're committing fraud, a false impersonation. And this was confirmed at the British High Consulate. And I got my emergency passport. I've never been through customs so quickly in my life. It was like this big, get them through. I laughed because every time I've been back and forth to Ireland, I'm an easy target, right? I'm the white being, right? So you can pull me off into immigration and get interrogated by someone that just landed in the country like a year before, right? But anyway, that being said, yeah, no issues getting there and back. It was an emergency passport. I still have it. And that was, for me, the largest confirmation that really solidified everything that I had been doing up to that point and have done since. And this whole game is triggered with the name. If you consent to be it, then you're done. You're toast. This is why, you know, people, I laughed at these Occupy Wall Street things and all the protests and you said, well, we'll get you a lawyer, you know, as they're dragging some poor slave off, right? The thing is, if you're in their jurisdiction, if you are consenting to be dead, they can't harm you. In a spiritual sense, because you've already deemed yourself dead by being an id entity, right? Identification. So you really have to separate yourself from that. And because we've been conditioned for lifetimes into being part of the system, go ahead, try and operate without credit cards and debit cards. I do. I don't have bank accounts, nothing. I have had nothing for years. And it is not an easy existence. But it is one that for me, that's my piece of the puzzle that I must hold. And I hold that. We all have, you have your piece, Vinny. I have mine, that we hold for everyone in terms of humanity. That's the game I play. It's a spiritual game. And, the proofs
hold. I've been told by a number of people, like, I still, register my car and so on and so forth. I still carry ID and,
right.
They say that I'm a coward because I do that, and saying that all I'm doing is basically just on the radio, and that I'm weak or so on and so forth. And I understand that argument to a degree. However, it's about priority. Okay, so I can either A, try and free myself from the legal fiction and so on and so forth, spend a month in solitary confinement and go through all the other rigmarole, being pulled over by cops for no reason and having really kind of going up against their fraud on a consistent basis, or I can host this radio show and give a platform to people who are doing what I can't.
That's where we're on the same page, you see, because of what some of us are built to do this, right? This is the responsibility of, people like Dean Clifford, myself, and so many others. We ended up being in the limelight because of our stance. But again, I know I was built to do this. I know what my life purpose is, and you nailed it on the head. And that's what I tell people that come to me and say, well, Kate, you know, I've got this and that. I said, chill. It's about changing this and knowing who you are and what is your purpose, what is your intent. Now we're dealing in a different game. We're dealing in a spiritual, and having platforms like you say there are absolutely critical. And for me, it's about getting that message, the right message, out to people. And when people get this, they can at least start making the baby steps. You know, cut. If you want to make it simple, take a library card and cut it in half with intent that that's not you. And you're starting to change your mind in that regard. So the day is coming very quickly where all the identification you have is not going to be needed anyway, because this whole system is, it has been based in fraud since 1694. That's when the Crown Corporation, known as the Bank of England, came into effect, where the living crown was replaced with the dead one, the corpse, the Crown Corpse. By the way, I should mention that there is only one owner of the Bank of England. It is held by the title office of the Treasury Solicitor. And that gentleman, if you want to call him that, is Sir Paul Jenkins. So there is one individual that owns the entirety of the Bank of England. If you check the Treasury Solicitor office, you'll see that they have over 600 lawyers and barristers to, you know, handle all this stuff. But it's interesting that the Treasury Solicitor is known as the Corporation Sole, S-O-L-E. Phonics, Sole, S-O-U-L. And that's how the courts have been screwing people all along. The minute you open your mouth, that's the second that assumption and presumption takes over. You've heard the expression, the Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. Not maybe. They will use it against you. It's like if I say to you the word right, which one did I say? Right? I can assume whatever I want. And that's how this system is based on assumption and presumption. And they can assume and presume anything they want to make sure they get you nailed with intent. And a friend of mine the other day had said to me, you know, the courts win 96% of the time. And I said, no, they don't. The courts win 100% of the time. They let 4% of the people win to give people the lottery illusion that you can. The same way that a casino, the house always wins, right? The casino will have a one-armed bandit on occasion pay out, you know, large money, and everyone thinks they get excited and they go, oh, look, we can win. No. This is a numbers game. And as long as they can keep the illusion that people can win, well, I won this lawsuit. No, you didn't. What you did was you gave the judges and the lawyers their little script that they can play to milk the bond that is just getting, that debt is getting spiritually added to you. See, when we take out loans and stuff, that debt gets added to the bond. That's how the bonds go up in value. It's based on debt and the amount of debt we get. Okay, it's not the other way around, right? And that money is illusional. You see, when you start looking at money, say you guys use dollars down there, New Zealand dollars, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. If you take one of your New Zealand dollars and you divide it into 7.3 billion points of light, that's what $1 represents. So what changes there in the perspective is, instead of you have all these people worshiping money and wealth and they want to, you know, claw over their neighbor and, you know, sell their mom to get to the almighty high pile, right? That's worshiping the one eye, mono eye, money. And with me, it's about every dollar I get, I treat it with reverence because I know what each dollar represents. So it's a whole different mindset. Now, all the money, the fiat currency that we deal with, you know, they talk about, well, everything's debt and they make it out of thin air. No, they don't. It's a spiritual contract. And all the money on this planet, owned by the Rothschilds, Bank of England through that, is created off the birth bonds. You see, typically a birth bond for the average individual starts out at $1 million. And that's what they do when you register the child. Think of it the same way as you register a car. It's the same thing. It's chattel. And what
it sounds a lot like Morpheus. You, like everybody else, is born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot see or smell or taste or touch.
Not born into it. That's the trick. We are deceived into it, typically 3 days after you're born. In my case, June 15th, 1964, allegedly is the day I got here. And on June 18th, the fraud was committed with the registration. And the proof of the fraud is very simple. If there's a registration office, then that means that there was intent, real intent, on behalf of some living individual to deceive, giving up their children to slavery.
Mm, indeed. Well, we've come to the end of our first hour now. We have Kate of Gaia from kateofgaia.wordpress.com as my guest. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back in just a few minutes for the second hour. Don't you go anywhere, folks.